In this respect, the news is less encouraging. Across the OECD, the gender pay gap of full-time employees averages 13.5% and varies widely from 3.4% in Luxembourg to 36.7% in South Korea. It can be hard to adjust for all the many factors, such as skill levels, that might explain this gap. Nevertheless, the OECD found last year that full-time employed women with a college degree earned on average 26% less than their male equivalents. A World Bank survey of 187 economies published last month found that women had, on average, three-quarters of the legal and employment rights of men. The survey asked questions such as whether women were free to travel and open a business, if they had property rights, and if they were protected from sexual harassment. In the Middle East and North Africa, women were found on this basis to have less than half the rights of men. Saudi Arabia was ranked the lowest of all the countries surveyed. Only in six countries, Belgium, Denmark, France, Latvia, Luxembourg and Sweden, did the law and society grant women equal rights. Problems are deep-rooted. Research by Lisa Cameron of the University of Melbourne with the IZA, a German think tank, found that in many developing economies, more than half of all non-agricultural female workers relied on informal employment, a higher share than men. Not only do these women get paid less as a result, they also lack access to state social programs, such as unemployment benefit and pensions, which are often designed with formal employment status in mind. The result is that poorly paid women have few resources to fall back on. In addition, social programs are much less generous in developing economies than they are in the rich world. Absorbing 17.7% of GDP in Europe and 10.7% in America, but only 9.7% in Latin America and just 1.4% in Southeast Asia. Without the cushion of a benefit system, working women in the developing world probably must endure more bullying and harassment at work for fear of losing their jobs. So there is certainly cause to celebrate women making small steps forward in the boardroom, but bigger leaps are still needed elsewhere.